the Canadian Wilderness Experience Curator. Welcome, friends. Welcome to Side Hustle School. That's what we're going to talk about today, Canadian Wilderness Experiences. We're going to hear from an Alberta man who leads hikes and tours to wilderness areas in his province, incorporating Indigenous knowledge and local sites. This is also part of our first $1,000 segment, part of our first $1,000 series, I should say. It's a series. It comes out every week. It's all about how somebody goes from idea to income, earning at least $1,000, often much more. But we look at that point of origin of idea to income. What if you have an idea? Listeners, what if you have an idea to start something? You might want to know what are the practical steps to actually turning that idea into an offer, into a service, a product, something that you offer for sale, and then customers, clients, somebody out there gives you money for it. What does that process look like? Because I want to help you get to that outcome of earning $1,000 and hopefully much more after that. I want to help you get to that outcome as soon as possible. So that's what we're all about here at Side Hustle School. Today's caller or today's case study, today's storyteller, his name is Liam. So let's pass the mic to Liam. Going to let him tell the story. I'll come back at the end with a few brief comments.
Hey there, I'm Liam. Growing up amidst the Rocky Mountains in Alberta, I've always felt a profound connection to Canada's wilderness. So, when I decided to launch my side hustle, I knew it had to be something that celebrated Canada's majestic landscapes and rich Indigenous cultures. That's how True North Trails was born, a curated wilderness experience that goes beyond the usual hikes. Starting out, I was clear about one thing. I didn't want this to just be another tour. I envisioned an experience where participants not only enjoyed the breathtaking views, but also got to dive deep into the stories and history of places they visited. Deciding on a price model was my first challenge. I began by listing the potential costs, permits, equipment, transportation, and of course my time. After some calculations, I devised a tiered pricing structure. Shorter treks started at $250 a person, more extensive treks went up to $1,000, considering the duration, expertise, and the gear required. I couldn't afford a flashy marketing campaign, so I turned to Reddit and Instagram. Leveraging my photography skills, I started posting breathtaking shots of Canadian wilderness interwoven with anecdotes and Indigenous tales. I also reached out to local influencers. In exchange for a free trip, they'd promote True North Trails on their platforms. The result? A slow but steady stream of bookings and inquiries. One thing I was passionate about was inclusivity. I collaborated with local Indigenous communities, integrating their invaluable insights into the trips. This not only enriched the experiences, but also ensured that a portion of the profits went back to these communities. This unique feature became a major selling point, attracting those interested in ethical and culturally immersive tourism. Managing bookings manually was tough, so I soon invested in a user-friendly booking platform and an automated email system. This streamlined the booking process, sent reminders to clients, and allowed me to focus on crafting unforgettable experiences. Once I got the ball rolling, feedback started pouring in. Many clients expressed interest in winter treks, something I hadn't initially considered. Adapting quickly, I introduced winter packages, including snowshoeing under the Northern Lights and winter survival skill workshops. This expanded my business seasonally and tapped into a new customer base. By the end of my first month, not only did I surpass my first $1,000, but I also had a weekend calendar booked solid for the next 3 months. The combination of authentic experiences, ethical collaborations, and efficient business operations was really the key. Looking back, True North Trails was more than just a financial venture. It was a symbolic blend of business acumen and passion. I celebrated the untouched beauty of Canada, shared the wisdom of its Indigenous people, and in the process, created a side hustle that was both profiting and fulfilling.
Awesome, Liam. Thank you so much for telling us about your first $1,000. It's pretty cool how you had this idea, you followed up on it, you took action, you turned it into a little business. And it's exciting, not only about the income, but also having the calendar booked up, being able to create these relationships, take people on these tours and so on. So well done. Listeners, I want to hear a story like this from you, or maybe a different story in terms of the details and specifics, but a story of you creating extra income without quitting your job, maybe even a lot of income, maybe even allowing you to quit your job or at least do more of what's important to you. That is our goal. That's our mission with Side Hustle School. We've got daily episodes. Daily is in 7 days a week for 9+ years and counting. More than 3,300 episodes are in the archives. You can access and download and stream them for free at sidehustleschool.com. The new ones drop every day. Subscribe, follow wherever you like to listen. My name's Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
from the Onward Project.